We keep asking you about potential incomings. You mentioned on Tuesday something might happen with Jermaine Anderson as well. Does that play into your thinking, the fact that he's now out for the season?
Well, now he's out, ideally I would like two in, but I think we're just concentrating on the one at the moment. We're hopeful it gets done before the weekend. If not, we just carry on trying. But we are trying. It's just getting the right deal put in place and getting the right player. But I think the way the season's going, there's certain areas of the pitch we need to strengthen.
With the player that you've got in mind, if it all came to fruition, would they be available to play on Saturday in terms of their fitness, ready to come straight in?
Yeah, without a shadow. Yeah.
In terms of your own injury problems, Joe Newell played on Tuesday night despite his ongoing groin issue. How's he?
He's fit. He'll be fine. I'm just trying to think who was missing on Tuesday. Madison, he should be fit. I think all my players are going to be fit.
Yeah, so it worked out well taking Joe off at that point then, because I guess that was part of the thinking to make sure he was absolutely available for Saturday.
Well, that and the fact that I had Cozzy on the bench. It wasn't so much the fact that we were thinking towards Saturday, because I think it was still 20-odd minutes to go. So it wasn't so much that. I felt that bringing Cozzy on and a bit of freshness on that side of the pitch would help. But no, I think it looks like everyone will be fit, so that's good.
With Marcus, would he be ready to come in for a start? Would it be more likely to be off the bench?
I've still got to make that decision. I don't think he'd be too rusty because he's done a lot of work. It's just my decision whether we go with him or we leave him on the bench. But we're pretty hopeful that he's going to be fit. I mean, I'm not saying he's 100%, but we're hopeful that he will be. All the rest will be absolutely fine.
How's Kyle Vassell getting on?
He'll be fit for Bradford. He's come along really well, and his recovery's been really good. He's healed very quickly. He's a young lad. We expected him to, but he's come back even quicker than we thought. But hopefully he'll just get through next week's training, do a full week with us, and then he'll be ready for Bradford on the 28th.
I know Jack Baldwin, obviously still quite a long way off, but how's he getting on?
He went and visited the specialist for his, I think it was his 3 months now he's done, so they just got some feedback on that. The ACL's healed completely now, so the structure's back in place. That was basically what the checkup was about, so that's good news. He's a good news. He's been in the gym again today. And we just got to make sure we keep him mentally challenged in the sense that he could get bored and things like that and mix things up for him, maybe give him a little bit of time off here and there. But structurally, the knee is back in place.
That's good to hear. And with Nat Mendes-Lang, obviously, having made the move to Cambridge, he's out of contract in the summer. So is that likely to be the last that we see of him here?
Yeah.
And at this moment in time, obviously, he needs to be getting games, doesn't he, for his career, for how he's going to progress?
Yeah, he's out of contract. He was well known to him that he wasn't going to be offered a new one. And he's gone out on loan, so it's till the season finishes, so he won't be back with us.
And I know you'd mentioned he was close to making a move towards the end of the transfer window. Is it Cambridge that he'd been in talks with for a little while?
No, well, I think Cambridge were interested. It was another club that wanted to speak to him. But listen, they're human beings. They make their own decisions. We've got to respect that. Although it can be very annoying at times because you want to wheel and deal, but if they're under contract, they're under contract.